From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Two top Republican senators said they will vote against Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor when the Senate Judiciary Committee votes on the nomination today. Senior Republican Jeff Sessions says Sotomayor tried to rebrand her judicial approach during her confirmation hearings. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says Sotomayor did not convince him that she would be able to set aside personal biases and prejudices to decide cases impartially. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said this morning that he disagrees.
In her 17 years on the bench, there's not one example, let alone a pattern, of her ruling based on bias or prejudice or sympathy.
Today's vote is all but assured in favor of Sotomayor, and she is expected to be confirmed by the full Senate next week. President Obama resumes his campaign for changes in the nation's health care system today. He is taking part in a telephone town hall meeting with seniors, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
After a day off the health care trail on Monday, Mr. Obama is back at it. He'll use the teletown hall meeting to field questions from AARP members and to urge a wider audience to support changes in the health care system. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is optimistic about the prospects for a health care bill, even though lawmakers may not act before their August recess. Gibbs says the president believes negotiators have already agreed on 80% of what needs to be done.
There's no doubt that the 20% to go is not going to be necessarily easy, and it never has been. You've seen him both out in public and in behind the scenes discussing with members of Congress how to move health care reform forward.
Gibbs says a vote by the Senate Finance Committee would be a big step in that direction. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
U.S. and Chinese officials are holding a second day of talks in Washington to try to narrow differences in a range of economic and foreign policy matters. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that the U.S. and China want to work toward more balanced global growth once the current economic crisis is over. He also says that the two sides are talking about ways to overhaul the international financial institutions, such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, to give China and other emerging economies a greater say. While Geithner is hosting meetings at the Treasury Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is overseeing talks at the State Department on climate change, nuclear nonproliferation, and other issues. President Obama said that he hopes this new dialogue will usher in an era of cooperation, not confrontation with China. And he said the U.S.-China relationship will define the 21st century. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Prices are trading lower on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 29 points to 9,079. The NASDAQ is down 6 points to 1962. This is NPR News. Former star NFL quarterback Michael Vick has been given a chance to restart his career as early as this season. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell conditionally reinstated Vick, who served 18 months of a prison term for his involvement in an illegal dogfighting ring. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Commissioner Goodell suspended Michael Vick in August 2007 after Vick admitted financing dogfighting and killing dogs. Goodell said he'd consider reinstating Vick if Vick showed genuine remorse. Yesterday, Goodell said Vick has shown that remorse in several recent meetings. By conditionally reinstating Vick, Goodell said he wants to take some time to ensure Vick's actions match his words of contrition.
Michael understands that I am judging him on his activities going forward and the conduct that hopefully will support the words that he's expressed to me personally.
Vick can sign with the team and start practicing and play in that club's final two preseason games, but Goodell is holding out on full reinstatement, which would allow Vick to play in regular season games. He'll make that decision at the latest by week 6 of the regular season in mid-October. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A boat carrying Haitian migrants has capsized and sunk off the Turks and Caicos Islands. As many as 85 people are missing. One survivor says the boat struck a reef as it tried to elude police. The U.S. Coast Guard says rescuers found 113 survivors stranded on two reefs and recovered two bodies. Information from the survivors indicates that between 160 and 200 people were on board when the vessel capsized near the island chain north of Haiti and southeast of the Bahamas. The cause of the accident is under investigation. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.